When you look around the church today, what do you see that is different than normal? And what is that?
That's the theme that they have every year where with Mary and Jesus.
Okay. It's called a nativity scene. The birth, like the birth of where Jesus was born. Do you see anything else around here that's different? There's some trees that aren't normally here, are there? What about the red flowers? Are they here every week? No. If you go to the store, do you see things different now than what you see most of the year? And why is that? What is now? What time of the year are we at?
Christmas.
Okay, we're at Christmas. Now, Christmas is because Jesus was born and we're celebrating his birth. But sometimes we do other things at Christmas too, isn't it? We give out presents to the people we love. And we get presents from the people that love us too, huh? Yeah, that's always a nice thing. Well, what I want you to do, as you're looking around at Christmas things this year, I want you to think about the Christmas tree and what it can tell us about God. Okay, when you look at a tree, and there are some trees behind us, they're basically in the shape of a triangle. And as Christians, when we see a triangle, you know, you see three sides on it, we think of the Trinity. In other words, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Also, when you look at that tree, that's a special kind of tree. It doesn't have leaves on it that fall off. It has needles and stuff that stay on all year round. So those needles that stay there all the time remind us that God is with us all the time. He will never leave us. Now, when you look at those trees, you see decorations on them, huh? We got lights. And lights remind us about Jesus too. Because Jesus said he is the light of the world. He also told us that he will lead us out of darkness into light. And as you look around, you see lots of other decorations on the tree. Lots of trees have balls on them of various colors. We have gold balls sometimes. And the gold can remind us of Jesus too, because he is our king. And kings lots of times wear crowns of gold. We have green balls. Green balls, kind of like our green leaves on the tree, remind us of life. And that Jesus says, for all who believe in him, they will have everlasting life. And I have another one here. And we have a red one. Red ones remind us that Jesus died for us and he shed his blood for us, which is red. And so as you look around at the Christmas trees this year and all the decorations and all the lights on the houses, remember that all those things can also tell us things about Jesus. And that's the reason that Christmas is really here. Okay, we're going to have our prayer. And then you can take your baskets down the aisles and you can collect your offering for the Lamb's offering that'll go for Christian education. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this special Sabbath day, this time that we have to worship you, this time that in this special season of the year where we remember that your Son came to die for us. We ask Jesus that you will watch over each of these children and their families, help them to always grow and love you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.